The Board of Fisheries' new Coastal Change Committee will hold its first meeting next month. The committee is helping the board develop some guidelines for how it deals with commercial fishing boundaries that change along with Alaska's coastline. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
The board created the committee at its Bristol Bay meeting earlier this month after considering proposals that ask for boundary lines to be redrawn or set net sites otherwise changed due to erosion or other environmental issues. Glenn Haight is the board's executive director.
The committee was set up to help develop criteria that the board can use when it's dealing with proposals that are impacted by coastal erosion. And so really, it's not unlike any other list of criteria the board may look at when it deliberates on certain proposals. You know, they have the allocation criteria and the sustainable salmon criteria that they follow when they're dealing with those types of proposals. So this would be similar to that.
Haight says this first meeting will mostly be for scoping.
The committee needs to wrap its arms around all the aspects that affect these kinds of decisions, you know, whether they're related to DNR issues, legal issues, enforcement issues, people's historical use patterns, and things that are happening because of the coastal erosion. They need to put their arms around all of that and try to develop criteria.
Board members Reed Mariski and Robert Mumford are on the committee, and there will also be representatives from the State Departments of Public Safety, Law, and Natural Resources. The meeting is scheduled for January 4th. There will be call-in sites in Dillingham, King Salmon, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. Individuals can also testify by teleconference, but the deadline to sign up to do that is Saturday, January 2nd. The committee is also taking written comments through January 2nd. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.